As states reopen, many people are now returning to work, among them a single mother who is apprehensive about what's ahead for her.
My name is Lynn Chute. I live just outside of Minneapolis, and I work as a flight attendant for the airlines. I had an experience with COVID on my aircraft. I was working, and 3 days later, I got a phone call from my in-flight supervisor who let me know that I had a positive exposure to COVID. And once I got off that phone, I was directed to call a medical care group for the airline to open up a medical case to follow my path and trajectory. And then once I hung up with them, I realized what a dire circumstance working as an essential worker can be for some people. It made me feel a little bit of dread and a lot of anxiousness about what I'm bringing home to my family. I remember sitting on the couch and thinking, oh my gosh, I need to get my daughter out of here. I live in a two-bedroom apartment with my daughter. As I sat and mulled it over, I realized she's been exposed to me already. When the pandemic started, our airline had asked for employees to take a leave of absence in order to preserve cash for the airline so that they could survive. Very shortly, I actually got an email and I was recalled back to service. I start back to work on June 1st. I'm excited to get back to work. I do have a lot of apprehension about going back to work with the amount of people that I will be exposed to. When I took my position, I thought that I was safe. I've come to realize nothing is safe, and you should always have a plan B, C, or D in your back pocket.
That is flight attendant Lynn Chute. She's an essential worker who returns to the skies on Monday.